Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Again, we're always so excited when you take the time to listen to our show. We're going to take a mental vacation today. Don't we all need one? We're going to head down to the Epcot area resorts and break down the yacht club, the beach club, and the boardwalk. We're going to talk about the rooms, the dining option, the pools, and why this resort area is second to none when it comes time to stay at Walt Disney World. It's a great place to be, not only thematically, but also for the practical reasons of being close to two theme parks and a lot of great amenities. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney vacation. The Magic for Less is a Platinum Earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best, and you deserve the best. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. It really does help us out with that one extra click. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a sincere thank you to our patrons who support the show each and every month. We could not do this without you. And our patrons get a bonus show called Mike in the Midwest each and every week. If you'd like to support the show, come on over. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2030 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. We've made it to the last Friday of January. Exciting times. And we are here to talk about some Walt Disney World resorts, where we would all rather be than probably where we are here on this Friday. So we can imagine that we're either at the beach club, the yacht club, or the boardwalk. And there's many places we could be within those resorts that we're going to talk about today that can give you a mental vacation. If you're doing a menial task, or if you're like, you're work and you're supposed to be doing like real hard work and you're listening to the show, kudos to you. We love that. That's awesome. If you're doing the dishes or something, taking the dog for a walk, yeah, just be careful, you know, pay attention. But we're going to take you to a place that's a little bit warmer and a lot more fun today on the show. So joining me today from the mouseforless.com down in Atlanta, Georgia, we have Ricky. Ricky, happy Friday. What's on the agenda for this weekend?
Happy Friday. Not much. A few, like, tasks that have to be done, you know, like taking the dog to the vet. So it's a great weekend here this weekend. Nothing like super action packed. However, next weekend might be a little more action packed. Maybe involving a place called Walt Disney World. I gotta get down there for the Festival of the Arts. It is my favorite festival, and so like I was looking at the calendar and trying to figure out, okay, when can I fit in my favorite festival, when can I go see it, and it looks like next weekend, maybe the weekend. So stay tuned, I might be down at Walt Disney World next weekend.
Yeah, but we've learned one thing in 2022/2021. Never make plans. Like, never make hard plans. Like, don't put it in pen. Put it in pencil.
This is true. This is totally in pencil.
Now that you said it out loud and it's recorded, it's probably 90% not happening. I'm just saying, just for the record.
This is very true. So, it is written in pencil 100%. But, you know, I made my theme park reservations while I was sitting here doing the podcast.
This is not happening. This is totally not happening.
Totally, while I was doing the podcast, I was like, I should probably make theme park reservations. So I went in and did that.
Yeah, it was a good thought to go down.
Hey, I don't have dining reservations yet. I just made theme park ones. So at least I'm safe there.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. And Pam, I got breaking news this afternoon while I was watching before the show. So I got to get your thoughts on this. So, of course, we know January's coming to a wrap. So we need our listeners' help. So it's that time of the year. I mean, we're only 2 weeks out from Is This Romantic? Walt Disney World style for 2022. So we need those submissions. You can send them to Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And if you're new to the show, any kind of a scenario, like something you see at Walt Disney World, we are the experts when it comes to Walt Disney World situations, if they're romantic or not. So like, you know, a Mickey-shaped pretzel while you, you know, stare at the closed railroad. You know, is this romantic? It, you know, something like that. So we'll, yes, we'll gauge that for you.
And the more like wacky unconventional your suggestion is, the better sometimes our suggestions of is it romantic actually can be. So and
we actually, we give points for creativity. So I think that that sort of plays into a lot. We're sort of a sucker if you can sell it to us. You know that game Apples to Apples where you, yes, you know, you want to talk the rest of the people into buying your answer?
Yes.
Right. Well, we allow you to give sort of an explanation as to why this could possibly be romantic.
Or why it could possibly not be romantic.
But here's the thing. So you can email them to us and we will definitely use those for the Valentine's show as we do every year. But yes, I would prefer to get them on social media, especially on Twitter. So the hashtag is hashtag BOGP, is this romantic? Because the thing is, like, I can share them then. And the thing is, we have a lot of listeners that like to give feedback. And that way you can get immediate feedback. And it may save you. Like, because you might think this is the most romantic thing. I'm terrible at making judgment calls on this kind of stuff. And it might save me a little embarrassment. I'm just saying. Or it could be the greatest thing ever. Then everybody's like, oh my gosh, I didn't think about that angle. You just saved, like, this could be my proposal. Like, this could be my jam. So anyway, hashtag BOGP, is this romantic? The lines are now open. Operators are standing by. I will favorite all those and we'll use those for the podcast here in a couple weeks. So please do spread the word. Get in your situation. Think. Put on your thinking cap, students. And be ready for that. But Pam, the thing that brought this up, White Castle this year has canceled the in-person dining experience on Valentine's Day because of COVID. I know, like, that is like the jam. And there's, I know a lot, I've never done it, but I know a lot of people in St. Louis that do this every year. They go and they have a little candle, they get the little sliders. Yeah. And it's not happening.
I am sad. Yeah, no, I am White very Castle sad. This year. I mean, Brian and I have started doing a tradition where we go to like the most unconventional place for Valentine's Day. Like, it's just, so White Castle would have totally been up our alley. We've done Waffle House before. We did a deli, recently. So, you know, we're looking for something different this year. I'm not entirely sure, but it's usually like the least romantic thing you'd think of is the most romantic for us.
Taco Bell should totally just take this over.
I mean Taco Bell.
Like screaming for like candles, dim light, and like a burrito. I mean,
you know, not
no
the
Taco
worst.
Bell and no White Castle. I'm saying neither of these things are romantic.
Not the worst idea for you though, Mike, for me. I mean, that might be, but I do like a place where I can at least go in and sit down. So maybe like a Steak and Shake. I think our Steak and Shake.
I think I actually have done Steak and Shake on Valentine's with Pam. I think we have. I mean, we did with the kids.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Now I got to put my thinking cap on to find the least romantic / most romantic place to go here in Atlanta for,
Okay, so let me ask you this, though. So we went to Jam Fest, this big cheerleading competition in Indianapolis a couple weeks back. And it's in the Indiana Convention Center. 10,000 cheerleaders at this thing. It's the biggest competition outside of the Summit, which is the big one at Walt Disney World at the end of the season. I mean, gigantic. So I'm excited because Mallory's cheering and all that. But you know what I was really excited for? Was that in the mall, they have a Primanti's Brothers. Like, okay, so that's a place that, dude, I had it when we were there 2 years ago. And it's the burger place where they put the fries on the burger. The burger's huge, and it was so good. So I'm talking about it all the way out. Like, we're driving. It's a 3.5-hour drive from St. Louis. You lose an hour because it's in the Eastern time zone. Talking about it. Pam looks it up. Dude, it went out of business in July of 2020. It wasn't even there. We got there. I was like, so I'm going to ask you this. Those are Pittsburgher person. So would Primanti Brothers be romantic on Valentine's Day? I mean, it's like a local thing, so maybe you get points for locality. I don't know. Would you go there?
Maybe. to some. That would not be my first choice, I will say, for a romantic meal. But, I mean, I can see how it might be to some. I don't even know what to say about that. We have so many great locations that would not be my top choice for a romantic meal.
Okay, good. Okay, see there, you might save somebody in Pittsburgh. Okay, so let's dive into today's topic. Today we're talking about something that is always romantic, and that is the Epcot area resorts. Do we agree? I mean, come on now.
Yes.
Always romantic. Deluxe resorts, Walt Disney World.
In fact, that's what I would like. Steve, if you're listening to me, that's what I want for Valentine's Day. We don't have to go out to eat anywhere. We can just go to one of the Epcot resorts and maybe have dinner at like the Ale and Compass Lounge or something like that. That's my choice.
And by the way, if you listen to satellite radio this time of year, you get the weirdest commercials for like human-sized teddy bears. Maybe it's because I listen to the Trucker Channel. Like, they're just weird, like, ads. I mean, it's crazy. Like, human-sized teddy bears. Like, who needs, like, give me a, yeah, give me a, like, a, you know, weekend down at a yacht club. Like, seriously, that's what I'd rather have than a, I mean, a human-sized teddy bear is going to scare me anyway. So, anyway, let's talk about the resorts. Okay, so, first of all, let's talk, what gives these three resorts? Of course, we're talking about Beach Club, Yacht Club, and Boardwalk collectively. Then we'll kind of give some advantages and differences between the three. But what give these three deluxe resorts an advantage over, say, the monorail resorts over by the Magic Kingdom, or the Polynesian, the Wilderness Lodge, the Contemporary Grand, or, say, like an Animal Kingdom Lodge? So, Pam, right off the bat, what gives this little pot of three an advantage over others at Walt Disney World?
So unlike the monorail resorts, which I know when people think about coming to Walt Disney World and they're thinking about transportation options, they immediately think of, I want to be on the monorail loop, right? Because then you can take the monorail right to the Magic Kingdom. But these three resorts have something I think that is probably even more valuable than monorail service. And that is that they're within walking distance to not just one, but two Disney theme parks. And I think that's huge. You can walk right to Epcot. You can also walk right to Hollywood Studios. In addition, you can take the boat to Epcot or Hollywood Studios. And now you have Skyliner transportation as an option too. So for that reason, I think that the Epcot resorts are, you know, such a great choice.
And here's another thing that I think I just want to throw in here because I know I'll forget it later on in the show. And this show is just going to be kind of a potpourri of just, you know, we're talking about these three resorts. You can easily also walk to the Swan and the Dolphin, which I think a lot of people forget about those two resorts when you're staying, say, at a yacht or a beach or a boardwalk. And here's the thing, and we've done a show about this, and I want to bring this kind of back around here soon again, because this was kind of a fun little series of shows. We did two or three of them. It was kind of like an if this, then that. Like, if you can't get this, like, what is something similar that you could have a similar experience somewhere else? So say you couldn't get into the Beach Club. People might know, might not know, but over at the, get it mixed up all the time, I think it's at the Dolphin. There's a place called the Fountain.
Yes.
And I mean, they have milkshakes. Yeah. They have like milkshakes and burgers, and it is 10 times easier to grab something over there. It's not as hot as, you know, obviously, Beaches and Cream. It's not going to be the same vibe. But it's good. I mean, we've been there many times together. We were there on the 4th of July one time, I think, or New Year's Eve. I can't remember. It was a big holiday. We were trying to kill time until we went into Epcot. And good option, you know. So you also have the opportunity to dine over at the Swan and Dolphin. So you have more restaurants available to you besides just the three hotels. You actually have five. And then if you count, you could walk in. If you have a theme park, you got to think about theme park reservations now. We didn't think about that 5 years ago. But if you could backdoor into Epcot, you have a plethora of dining. So what do you think about, Ricky, about these three resorts that set them as a pod apart from the others?
Well, besides the dining, which of course is just fantastic at these resorts, I am going to say they're, in general, their proximity to each other, the ability to go from, you know, the boardwalk over to the Yacht and Beach Club is, I mean, it's so quick and easy, you know, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump over, and vice versa. You can take the boat over too, which is great. I mean, that's a huge thing too. They have the boat transportation, which is such a game changer, I feel like, in this area, because not only does that boat transportation, can it take you to the other resorts, but also can take you to Hollywood Studios and Epcot, which is nice because, you know, a lot of people automatically now just think of the Skyliner of, oh, I got to go grab the Skyliner to go to, you know, Hollywood Studios from these resorts. But you can actually take the boat, which was the original, you know, way of getting there. And the boat is such a great way, mode of transportation. So don't discount the boat. I mean, yeah, just the ease, the fact that the boardwalk actually exists. So that's kind of a really cool thing, too, is that, you know, if you are staying at the Yacht or Beach Club, you can walk over to the boardwalk, and, you know, they have some fantastic, like, I don't think the entertainment is back.
It is. Okay, let me tell you.
Okay, good.
Over Marathon Weekend, that's something I was going to bring up later, but let me just jump in here now. The boardwalk was hopping.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I mean, they had, like, jugglers. They had magicians. I mean, they had, like, as much entertainment on the boardwalk as I have ever seen pre-COVID.
It
was crazy busy. I mean, and the thing was, Scott and I commented to each other, because we were down, like, I think like in August of 20, like right after the reopening. Yeah. And I was there with Pam. I can't remember what I was there for, but anyway, we had a dinner at, what's the brewery on the boardwalk? Big River Grill.
Big River.
Yeah, we ate there because I wanted to give it a shot, and it wasn't bad. That's a good place to go because it doesn't take ADRs. Right. And so we went there and had a good meal. But the thing was, like, that was back when, like, I mean, the boardwalk was absolutely dead. It was so sad to see because there was nothing open on the boardwalk that night we went there. We rode over and skylined over and walked over, and it was just one of those things, like, we were thankful that we were able to be at Walt Disney World, but it was like shocking, you know, because we were used to seeing just people everywhere on the boardwalk. We'd never seen it empty, and it was so empty. And then on Marathon weekend, it was the opposite. Like, Flying Fish wasn't open. Welcome back, Flying Fish. It'll be back now. But the thing is, like, there was just, you saw people watching the magicians and like laughter and like, you know, people were eating funnel cakes and the Surrey bikes were being rented. I mean, it was what the boardwalk is supposed to be. And it was like, ah, oh, it felt so good. We commented to each other like 3 or 4 times. We were walking around like, oh, I'm so glad. Because here's the thing, like, I've said this about Pop Century. Pop Century, people complain sometimes, this is a complaint some people have, is that, like, it's too busy. Like, Pop Century has, like, there's a lot of people at Pop. There's a lot of rooms at Pop. I say there's a lot of energy at Pop Century. And that's what, to me, when I'm at a value, it doesn't bother me. Like, I love, like, hearing the people screaming at the pool. Like, that is just kind of the heartbeat of a Pop Century to me, because that's kind of how I grew up. Like, it was all exciting. Like, an empty Pop Century is eerie to me. Like, it's just, it's spooky. Like, a full Pop Century is how Pop Century needs to be. It's the heartbeat. Same thing for the boardwalk. Like, when it's full and there's entertainers and there's people laughing and there's people walking around eating a funnel cake or an ice cream cone, you see somebody running with a box of pizza going back to the room, that's what boardwalk needs to be. And that's what it was over Marathon weekend. So I was like, God, thank you. Like, we're making progress. Like, nature's healing. So I didn't mean to cut you off there, but it was so nice over Marathon. So go ahead.
No, that's good. I'm glad, because I was hoping that the entertainment was back on the boardwalk. You know, there's still the restaurants, like you said, again, they're reopening a number of, you know, the Flying Fish, like you said, is reopening. You don't have Ample Hills anymore, but you do have an ice cream parlor that's there.
I'll take it.
You don't have ESPN open yet. But, you know, there's still some lively action going on at the boardwalk, and that, having that, and, you know, being able to go over there in the evening, you know, just to kind of like extend your day if you really wanted to. And, you know, that's a great way to do it. Especially if you're staying at one of those three resorts, or, you know, it's just, there's something so special about walking over there and enjoying the atmosphere. And so that's another great reason to stay at one of these three resorts.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. I'm going to throw this one to Pam. I'll throw it to Ricky, too. Okay, so you've decided, okay, I got to be in the Boardwalk or the Epcot Resort area. You got to be Boardwalk, Beach Club, Yacht Club. How do you decide which one to stay? Like, where do you make that decision? Like, it's Yacht, Beach, or Boardwalk. But, Pam, like, what's that decision like when you decide I got to stay here over? Because you got to pick one and leave two out. Like, how does that mindset go to you? How do you think through that process?
I know, and that's a tough choice too, because I think, like, the room size is fairly the same, right? You have different resort room options, maybe a little bit. The Boardwalk has villas, as well as standard accommodations, but so does Beach Club. Beach Club has villa as well as standard accommodation. Yacht Club just has standard rooms. So you're going to have your choices, too, when you look at the recreation thing. I think one of the things that I think of is, what amenities am I going to use? And I do that every time we're going to stay, right? Am I going to be looking at the pools? Am I going to be, you know, dining at certain locations? Is there something like that? And the other thing you really have to take into account, especially this year, is which one's available.
Yeah.
Because that's going to play into that your decision. Usually,
right now, that's like, where are you going to stay? Oh, there's a room there. Okay, nice.
Yes. Right? But that plays heavily into travel in 2022. And I think that's something that you absolutely have to take into consideration.
That's a good point. The thing is, like, okay, so I'll tell you this again. There's so many preconceived notions that I had with Disney, and I wonder if other people had these. Maybe not. Maybe this is just kind of how my brain works, of how I grew up, because I didn't travel is a kid. I didn't travel as like a young adult. Like, I'm glad that my girls have, I mean, they haven't gone a lot of places. They've gone to Disney a lot, but they've got to travel some. And the thing was, like, when I saw Boardwalk in the guidebooks, I never, ever, ever considered staying at the Boardwalk because it looked too fancy. It was like the Grand Floridian. Like, I couldn't stay there. Like, that place is for folks on the East Coast. Like, if you're, like, from south of, I would say, like, New York City or, like, you know, west of Buffalo, like, you're not allowed to stay at the Boardwalk. I don't know. Like, I get these stupid preconceived notions. And then when I finally stayed there for a marathon weekend, man, I had the best time because it's just got a fun pool. It's got great rooms. It's got great location. Mm-hmm. And the Boardwalk itself is just killer. Like, it's just like a carnival going on all the time. I mean, you want a funnel cake? Go get a funnel cake. You want to go to Boardwalk Bakery and get some crazy breakfast? You know, it's like a big cupcake or something. Babe, I can do that too. Ice cream? Heck yeah. You know, ESPN right there? Yeah. You know, back then it was open. I mean, I was like, why didn't I stay here? This is like my playground. It's like staying in, you know, the Valley of Flowers. And, you know, back Ricky knows, it's like our carnival. It was like, you know, it was pretty sweet. So I don't know, Ricky, what do you do? You guys stay at Boardwalk Beach or Yacht? I mean, is there something that separates one from the other for you?
Yeah, actually, I don't know what it is. And keep in mind, I have never stayed at any of these three resorts. They are all three still on my bucket list, and I will get to them. But the one that I want to stay at the most, and the reason why, is the Beach Club. And it's just because I have this love for the Beach Club. I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. There's something about when I walk inside, even though I've never stayed there, I feel like I'm home. And it's just this nice, cozy atmosphere. There's just something, the smell. I mean, I know we talk about,
you know. It smells really good.
The smell is fantastic.
Unless you don't like seafood and you turn the corner by Cape May, then you're like,
I'm okay with Cape May seafood smell. But, you know, there's something about the feel of that resort. I like the airiness of it. It doesn't have the creepy clown chairs or whatever nanny chairs that are sitting there at the boardwalk. I really love the feel there. A number of my favorite restaurants are at that location too. And then of course you've got a number of my other favorite restaurants over at the Yacht Club. So like I'm a hot skip and a jump away from, you know, great dining for me, which is of course a big key. I absolutely adore the Beach Club. So that's usually why I would say that. It's just, I feel like I'm at home. It really has this homey feel for me.
Good call. I mean, with me, if I'm staying at Yacht or Beach, I'll usually look at Yacht first because I'm more likely to. This is in the past. I mean, things are so crazy right now. Things just, a lot of the rules are kind of off to the side at this point. Hopefully they'll kind of go back to the, you know, how it used to be. But I would look at Yacht first because I could usually get a discount, maybe say $50 a night more at Yacht. Like, I could usually maybe find a standard there view as opposed to Beach Club. Beach Club, I think a lot of people just prefer the aesthetic of Beach Club more than they do Yacht Club. I don't know, you know. DVC owners maybe book Beach Club like on cash because they have DVC component to Beach Club and they're more comfortable there. I don't know what the mindset is, but I usually could catch a little bit of a better deal at Yacht Club, so I would tend to book there. But I mean, the thing is, I mean, we've got to jump into this. We're, you know, 25 minutes in almost, and we haven't talked about the pools. So of course, Beach and Yacht share Stormalong Bay, and Boardwalk has an amazing pool as well. But let's talk about Stormalong Bay. I've described it to guests who have not stayed at this hotel as almost a mini water park. I mean, it really is. It's a sand bottom pool. It's got a little mini lazy river that you can go on. I mean, we've been there many times and we've spent entire days. There's like a sun deck, an elevated sun deck. You can get drinks. They have activities. Like, they do at all the pools at Walt Disney World, like activities, you know, an activity staff that'll do games with the kids. They have a volleyball net where you can play water volleyball. At Beach and Yacht at Stormalong Bay, a lot of times the characters will come right out to the pool and you can get pictures with the characters. Now, I don't know if that's happening right now, but it has in the past. Couple of hot tubs there. I mean, it's a mini water park. Now, not to say that the pool over at Boardwalk isn't awesome, because it is. It's got the Keister Coaster. Well, is that what it's called now? Or did it change? Or is that the new name or the old name? The old roller coaster?
No, that's the new name. The Keister Coaster.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it looks like an old, like, wooden roller coaster, and it's a fun slide and everything, and it's got a great pool bar. The pool's large. It's got lounge chairs. I mean, it's a great vibe over at Boardwalk. You're not giving up much, but, I mean, I mean, let's be honest. Like, there is no pool like Stormalong Bay. So, Pam, I mean, you, the thing is, here's the thing I say. If you're staying at beach and yacht, you really, really, I mean, it's a missed opportunity if you don't take a day, an entire day to just chill out at the pool.
I think that's, you know, when people are talking to me about their Disney vacation, one of the things I always like to recommend to them is you're going on vacation, right? Do you want it to be a vacation? Then schedule some downtime. Even though it's a Walt Disney World vacation, you don't have to spend every moment in the parks to have a fantastic vacation. And when you're staying at any of these Epcot resorts, and I think any of the deluxe resorts, you're going to find a fantastic pool. But these three in particular have great pools. So at the Yacht and Beach Club, not only do you have Stormalong Bay, but there's also a quiet pool on the beach club side. There is a villa pool that is by the beach club villas. And there's another quiet pool that is the yacht club. At Boardwalk, there is the main pool, right? But then you also have a quiet pool, two quiet pools, and one that we were at.
You had an epic 4th of July in that one quiet pool by the villas. I mean, epic.
We did.
We made some great videos. It was awesome.
I know it was, but these are the kind of things that let yourself sort of recharge to just read a book or hang out by the pool or watch your family have a great time in the pool or bring along some pool games and play some great pool games. These are the kind of things that a vacation should be, in addition to, you know, going and enjoying and doing when you're in Walt Disney World. There's a lot of pleasure that comes in the not doing as well.
So. The thing is, you got to have the mindset, though. You cannot be sitting at Stormalong Bay saying, oh, I wonder what's happening up in Future World at Epcot, or I wonder what the line's like. Don't be on your phone checking wait times and, you know, wishing you were somewhere else. Because I used to be that person. And the thing is, you're just wishing away an amazing day. Like, just appreciate that, okay, today, it's a pool day, man. Like you said, Pam, I'm on vacation. And you know what? I'm in a place with a sand bottom pool. I can get a drink. I can just chill out. I'm at an amazing, amazing place. And just take the day and let your body just chill out for a day. You're not pounding 20,000 steps in a theme park where it's 100 degrees. It's great. I mean, be on vacation. I know it's hard. Be on vacation. Relax. I know it's rough.
Yeah, for sure. Order food by the pool. Exactly. Enjoy it.
Yeah, go to Hurricane Hannah's. Get a buffalo wrap. They're so good. They're so good. Okay. Okay, question that Tammy has, legit. Let me ask you, Ricky. It says, a question about Boardwalk. Why don't they have a food court? Do you think it was because it was a thematic choice? Because...
yeah,
they wanted to force people down to the boardwalk because that is kind of the whole theme of the deal, right?
Yeah, I'm almost certain it's because it was a thematic choice. And so they're like, no, we're going to make them go down to the boardwalk. So honestly, though, I mean, to be perfectly frank, I mean, up until recently, Yacht and Beach Club didn't really have much in the way of that either. I mean, Yacht Club now has something a little bit better with the Ale and Compass. But I mean, Beach Club is still not the best. I mean, that's the only knock that I have for Beach Club and dining is their quick service is inside their shop, which is not great. So that's my only downfall with their quick service. But I mean, they still have an option for you. So if you do need to go in and, you know, grab breakfast, you know, like Pam's looking for eggs, show, or, you know, a snack, like I'm looking for, you know, a sweet treat. There are options for you, but I feel like all of those resorts, just none of them really stand out for me as far as quick service is concerned.
Here's the thing too about that. Like Boardwalk, I do wish they kind of had a food court when I'm staying there, but it's kind of a love-hate thing. But then I walk myself down to the Boardwalk Bakery and I'm like, oh yeah, baby.
The Boardwalk Bakery is pretty. They have some killer stuff.
Oh my God, it's so good. Once you get there, like I don't like want to walk all the way down there, but when I get there, I'm like a kid in a candy store. Oh man, I'm getting one of those. I'm getting a breakfast bowl, but I'm also going to get it like a, do I need breakfast dessert? No, I don't need breakfast. Yeah, no. I do. I need breakfast dessert too. You know, this is like a 7,000 calorie breakfast, Mike, but what's going on? So yeah, it's kind of a love-hate thing. Would it be more convenient to have a food court? Yeah, but I mean, it is a thematic thing, and you're definitely good shape once you get down to the bakery. And plus, when the weather's nice, you can sit on those outdoor tables. I mean, again, you're on vacation. You don't get to do that at home. I mean, I could sit on my deck in the morning and have my breakfast. I'd freeze. I think it's going to be like -5 wind chill in the morning, but yeah, have fun with that. Okay, so let's talk dining for a second. So, Pam, best picks in this area. I know you're a big fan of Ale and Compass over at the Yacht Club, which I don't know a lot of people consider for dining.
I do. I like Ale and Compass. We end up eating out in the lounge often, and you can order from the full menu there. But if you can, go ahead and make reservations. They actually redid this restaurant a while back. It used to be named something totally different, and when they reopened it, it really got a beautiful new look. It's just calming. It's a nice place to be. They have great options, and this is one of the places that I tell people, try the chicken. They have this half of a roasted chicken, and it's served with broccolini, and it's just so good. But everything we've had there has been really good. I'm so glad that Yachtsman is back open at the Yacht Club, because I just think of that. That's when you think of the Yacht Club, you think of Yachtsman, right? And when you're walking anywhere near that restaurant, you can actually smell the steaks that they are cooking, and it always smells so good. And that's the same thing with Cape May. Cape May is the buffet or all you care to enjoy restaurant. It's located in the Beach Club. But again, it is sort of a mainstay of that resort, and it's good to check that out too. Now, over at the Boardwalk, you're going to be choosing from all of the table service locations there that are on the Boardwalk that anyone can go to. You have Flying Fish, what we've talked about, has just recently reopened. Trattoria El Forno, which is the Italian location. Big River, like you had mentioned earlier, Mike, they actually do brew beer on site, and lots of just regular food options there, I think, right? Wouldn't you say that's it? Like, you can get chicken sandwich, burgers, stuff like that.
They have Pizza Window. You can get, and people tend to like that Pizza Window. Like, if you want to get something and just sit outside and eat it or take it up to your room, you can do that. Of course, I mean, just to fit in with the theme, funnel cakes, just all the fried stuff. Cause I like mozzarella sticks. Cause I remember that one marathon weekend, I think it was 2017. It was that rainy day. It was like before the half. Yes. Scott and I were staying there. We went down and we ordered one of every fried item they had off that stand. And I mean, that was like the worst ever decision. I mean, I've made bad decisions in my life. That was a top 10. I mean, my stomach was killing me for like 24 hours. Cause we just ate. I mean, we were chasing funnel sticks with mozzarella, with, you know, funnel cakes and mozzarella sticks and jalapeno poppers. Oh, like, I'm about to get sick just thinking about that night. That was brutal. No. But it was, you know, I mean, we were like, hey man, we're on the Boardwalk. We got to do it. But yeah, Big River Grill, good choice. Vero Mike's pointing that out as well. You know, shopping, there's not a lot of shopping here. Of course, you can just walk right in. The whole thing is you can walk right into the International Gateway and you have World Showcase. And here's an advantage, right, too. Now, you know, think about it. 5 years ago, there wasn't as much happening in World Showcase. Now, think about it. You are steps away from the biggest e-ticket attraction in Epcot, at least right now, with Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. I mean, you're right there in France. I mean, that's something we didn't have, you know, a few year ago. You know, so boom, that's an advantage of these for hotels too. So, okay, I mentioned this is a joke on Wednesday, but if you really want to freak people out, one of the things the Boardwalk has are these chairs. I think there's two of them. Is there more than two? I think there's only two.
There's just two. They're by the fireplace. Yeah.
I don't know what the story is with these chairs. They're legendary though. They're weird, man. They've got these faces. They're like antique chairs. They have like human legs. Is chair legs, and they got these weird kind of clowny looking faces. I mean, they look right into your soul. They could come to life at any instant, but I like to think they come to life like at 2:18 a.m. or something. I don't know. I have this whole thing in my head, but Scott did this over marathon weekend, and it was, if you really want to freak people out, there's a face swap app. So what you do is you take your picture of yourself and you take a picture of the chair. Then you face swap your head onto the chair, and then you send it out to all your enemies, or even better, your friends, and everybody freaks out. So there you go. That was kind of weird. But if you really want to have fun with all your Disney fans, friends, there you go.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Okay, so real quick, I want to get a little quick review, though, Pam, because I've never been in Flying Fish. What's Flying Fish all about for folks that have never eaten there? Is it all seafood? Is there steak options? What's the vibe?
There are steak options. So Flying Fish is one of my favorite locations in Walt Disney World. And I think it really just has a lot to do with the fact that we have had so many great meals there. We just really have. So it's located at the boardwalk, and you can actually see it usually when you're walking around, right? You can see the flying fish lighting up. And this was a restaurant that has been here since the boardwalk has opened, but it has been redone recently, actually. And again, it has really great decor in there. They sort of have these blown glass. They look like bubbles are their chandeliers as they hang from the ceiling. So that part is really cool. It's a lot of blues and you sort of feel like you're in an underwater, you know, sort of environment. But it's not all seafood. Everything that we've had there has really been great, from appetizers to salads to soups and more. They do, of course, as the name suggests, you know, rely heavily on the flying fish part of their name, right? And they'll feature lots of seafood, but they also have great steaks. They have vegetarian dishes, as most of the Disney restaurants do, and their seafood is flown in safe often. You know, I think, I don't, a little look behind the curtain here, but I don't know that many people know this, but it used to be, and I believe this is still the way it is right now, Disney restaurants, sort of their head chefs or someone in their chef crew go and bid on certain items, right? So I had heard the story that when they get in a really great piece of ahi, that different restaurants will compete sort of for that because they want it. It's fresh. It's,
I would love to see that. That would be like, that should be like a, right? Disney, that should be like a Disney Plus, like a one-off show or something.
I know, but they do. They probably do this with other cuts of seafood too. They feature a lot of Florida items at Flying Fish. Not just seafood items, but also, you know, the Zellner corn, you know, that's a famous in the Florida area. So they'll have like a corn chowder that features that, but they do a lot of things like that there. And I think it would be so interesting to be a head chef at one of these, you know, premier signature restaurants at Disney World, because you have to, right, you have some creativity, right? But I'm sure that there's someone being like, you know, hey, I noticed sales were down a little bit here or whatnot. So, right? There has to be, it's got to be this incredible balancing act to see. And I would love to hear how they do that. Of course, there's, you know, going to be those special items that the internet will be up in arms if anyone ever takes them away. But I imagine being the head chef at a restaurant after a few years, you're like, you know what? I don't feel like making this anymore. Like, I don't
you
want to
oh
ever
my God, don't
make
say that.
This item.
Don't say that to a Disney fan, dude. That can get you
right? Smacked. I know.
You better have a police escort walking to your car. I'm just saying, man. It's no joke. Yeah, and Flying Fish, yeah. Diane's asking, that is a signature restaurant. So on the Disney dining plan back in the day, it was a 2-credit meal.
It was, yeah, for sure. But it's worth just going there and enjoying the evening. Set aside some time, you know, make sure you check out some of the, you know, appetizers, some of the entrees, look at their desserts. They're really, I think that the chefs at these signature restaurants really like to get creative with the desserts. So if you can save room to even split one, consider that too.
Here's what I think too. I mean, as we're wrapping up this show, that, you know, we're kind of talking dining, we're talking staying at this resort so you don't have to fight the crowds. One of the things to think about, these resorts are great for like a New Year's Eve or like a night where you don't want to have to get on Disney transportation after the fireworks, especially New Year's Eve, because you get to walk right out. Boom, you're at your room in 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, this, no kidding. There's something to be said for not having to like fight the crowds, have to stand for a bus to get back to Pop Century, waiting for the 7th bus to load you in. 20 minutes down the road to get to your, you know, I mean, you get Skyliner to Pop Century from Epcot at this point. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you're right there. Like, you're right at the International Gateway, and I've done that before on New Year's Eve. It's amazing. Are you paying a premium? Absolutely. But, I mean, are you on that night when you can actually walk and be in your bed at 12:30 and you would have been at 1:30 or 1:45? You are like, oh, man, good money spent. Plus, here's the thing, too. If you're having one of these signature meals, say like a Yachtsman Steakhouse or like a Flying Fish or even something, you know, not quite as fancy but still fancy, like a Trattoria Al Forno, you know, you can make it a date night. You know, you have a nice meal and then you go kind of just stroll around the boardwalk or walk around by Beach and Yacht Club. You can get ice cream over at the ice cream shop or, you know, like I said, go in Screen Door and get a cupcake and, you know, watch a magician or, you know, an entertainer. And I mean, Jelly Rolls was back open too, I believe. He had live entertainment there. Jelly Rolls is open. I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive. Ricky's giving me a look.
Yeah,
I know it reopened. Yeah. So they have dueling pianos.
All right. Good. I didn't know that one. So, hey, I think
that
good
opened
on Jelly
like,
Roll.
That opened like 3 or 4 months ago. It's been open for quite a while.
Well, I'm behind.
Well, see, there you go. Yeah, let me ask you this. Dueling pianos, is this romantic? Let's get a little early. Let's get a little practice here. What do you think?
I mean, always. If you request the song that's near and near.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Yes. It's romantic.
What about Shameless by Garth Brooks at Jelly Rolls? Is this romantic?
I think that would be hard to play.
That would be hard. That's not really a dueling piano song.
No, it's not really a dueling piano song. Sorry.
Yeah, that kind of ruined it.
Way to ruin it, Mike.
I'm out of practice. It's still January. We got time.
Yeah, we got time.
Well, hey, that's going to do it for today's show, but hopefully we got a little mental escape for you down to Boardwalk Beach and Yacht Club, and, you know, it's something to think about for your next trip. Maybe you do a little splurge. And here's another thing. Maybe you do a split stay. Maybe you're staying at Caribbean Beach. Maybe you throw two nights at the inn and enjoy that Stormalong Bay pool. Or you hang out at Boardwalk, and every morning you can sneak down there and have that 7,000-calorie breakfast where you get the breakfast bowl and two breakfast desserts because you're on vacation. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? I approve. You know, that's what you do. So anyway, that's today's show. Hopefully you had some fun with it. We had a good time recording it for you. And we always thank you for giving us your ear and your time for listening to today's podcast. Don't forget today's show always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney vacation, whether it's the Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Adventures by Disney, or even sailing with Disney Cruise Line. I can already hear those Disney Cruise Line horns. I know, it's awesome. Or the one when the captain comes on. This is your captain. Hello, we are now approaching at 12 knots.
That sound, I mean, I can hear it. It makes me so happy. It's just the most random sound. Yeah,
it makes me so irrationally happy. And then he comes on, and he always comes on with like a, this is your captain. But I like his long drawn out, like he doesn't know the mic's going to come on. This is your captain. We are 12 knots smooth sailing tonight. The sea depth is 12,000, and we'll be in Nassau at 0800. Have a nice night. Mickey says hello. Anyway, if you want to do that, not all that stuff actually gets said on the intercom. That was just for comedy, but we'd love to help you. So magicforless.com, just drop by, fill out the quote form. We'll take great care of you.
Was it comedy, though? I don't know.
It was not comedy. It was not. It was terrible. It was awful.
No, it was definitely terrible.
You know what the good news is, though? If you book a cruise with Magic for Less, you get an onboard credit, and you can
You can use it however you want. Exactly. You can spend it on whatever you want.
You don't have to listen to bad captain impressions. I promise you that. No. All right. Also, our Amazon affiliate link. Again, you don't have to buy chicken feed, but you can. It's over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Thank you to listener Jennifer for that. And also, you can become a patron of the show and support us that way every month. We appreciate that so very much. You get a bonus show every week called Mike in the Midwest. Just visit patreon.com/brguestpodcast. We're going to be live this Sunday night. Live. You, me, and Scotty G taking your calls. You want to talk about any of this? We'd love to take your call. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, right here on the Facebook page or the YouTube page. Just search for the Be Our Guest podcast. Give us a call. We'll be talking Disney again, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, Sunday night. We'll see you there. Spread the word, too. And, of course, follow Ricky on Instagram and Twitter, at Ricky Nibs. Pam is at TMFLT Pam. I'm at Be Our Guest Mike. I'd love to talk to you. And, of course, follow the show at Be Our Guest Pod. Finally, subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube so you know every time we go live. And give us a rating and a review if you don't mind. If you have a few minutes, we'd sure appreciate that. And thank you to everybody who has left us a rating and a review. Well over 1,000 reviews on Apple Podcasts. And we thank you so very much for that. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. We'll be back together again on Sunday night. Just dropped my BOGP poker chip that George out in Hawaii got us a long time ago. That's like my fidget spinner kind of thing when I podcast. Anyway, we're out of here, and we'll be back again on Sunday night. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.